opportunity leading to the...
That's a first.
What do you see leading to the command issues for going there?
You know, what did I see? I did see him fighting himself with command. Anytime, you know, he goes out and and doesn't throw more than 50% strikes, like, he's going to battle himself, and it's going to be tough to get deep into a game and get outs. So, you know, I think that's the moral of the story tonight, is just he didn't throw enough strikes to get hitters out tonight.
Did you see anything maybe leading to some of the command issues? Was there anything mechanically that looked off
for him? I didn't notice anything different about Cap tonight other than you know, his inability to locate his pitches. And again, you know, when you get fall behind on good hitters and you have to come to the middle of the plate, you get hurt. And I think we saw that tonight in a couple situations.
He's it's obviously fewer starts, but he's getting significantly fewer swing and misses just overall so far this season. Is there anything that you would attribute that to?
You know, I haven't really talked to Emo about his, you know, swing and miss percentage. And as you mentioned, you know, the decrease in that this year. So I'm sure, you know, we'll look into that and see if it's basically, you know, a combination of maybe less depth to the slider or inability to set up changeup maybe with better fastball command. You know, anytime you don't have fastball command and it leads you to throw more off-speed pitches, hitters get to recognize it earlier. And so obviously, you know, Cap's had a few good starts and a few bad ones, and, you know, hopefully we can just put this one in the rearview mirror.
It was nice to see Brad get not only the first hit out of the way, but get a couple.
Yeah, Jonah, you know, he took three good at-bats last night with two strikes. Again tonight, you know, it was great to see him get his first major league hit. Big moment for Jonah. Happy for him. And then he followed it up with another knock. So, liked the way he's taking his at-bats.
You had mentioned before the game that for Lou last night might be a kind of a positive step. How do you look at tonight?
Yeah, tonight was another rough one. You know, I'll dive into, you know, location of pitches. It did look like the pitch to Bogaerts, 0-2, was up and in the top corner of the box, and he put a great swing on it. Obviously, the 1-2 pitch to JD was maybe just off the edge, and then the slider was middle. So, you know, coming off last night, obviously wasn't as good.
Anything from their starter that he was doing?
I mean, his fastball looked like it had some sink to it or some movement. I know he front-doored Steven with it, and the changeup looked to be, you know, really good with some depth at the bottom. So he pounded the zone and did a good job.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yep, thank you, guys.